Vancouver FM.
Vancouver's only chiptune broadcaster.
Bitcoover.com, SoundCloud.com, all that good stuff. What have we got next, by the way?
We got Giant Claw. I bought the tape here. We're going to listen on analog.
Oh, so good.
Here we go. Can I cue it up? Or?
Yes.
All right.
Go.
Oh, love that you mix that in.
It's so good, right?
Mmm. You have to buy me a new tape if it eats it.
I will not buy you a new tape. I think that's our sound, right?
That's it.
Beautiful.
Hey, enjoy.
Thank you.
I like this.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was a killer show. It was really good. We played the whole thing on a Roland sampler drum machine. It's really neat. It's like a drum pads. It was cool.
Awesome. On a cassette, everybody. If you like physical media, you know, we do physical media nights from time to time over here. And we also, I would recommend you to go check out Danny's show on Thursdays in the evening.
I like the Emily Farina show.
Analog Archives. Analog Archives.
Yeah, when he had Emily Farina.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
Really obscure, ancient Vancouver artist. Really cool stuff. That was my favorite thing that I found in the tape archives going through that. It was like, oh, this is cool.
There's, you know, many of you know my day job is Vancouver FM, but my day job is also, I moonlight as the music director here at CJSF. My day job is Vancouver. That's why I'm here.
It's a weird metaphor.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
And we have a considerable cassette collection here, mm-hmm. and Plastic Owl has volunteered to help kind of organize and relabel those cassettes, as have a few of our other volunteers and work studies here. And there's a pretty dang cool selection of stuff. There's, I found some Alaskan chiptune by Tet.
Alaskan chiptune on
cassette? Yeah, 92, 93. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like proto.
His stuff is out on Bandcamp.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Yeah, there's neat stuff in there. I'm surprised what I found in there.
Hildegard Westkamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a lot of hers. I liked a Polish punk band, Armia.
Nice.
They've got a French horn in their band. It sounds epic. I found, I had listed a name on the fake band name list, Elephant Gerald, and they found their tape.
You gotta cross
it's
it
like,
off.
It's like, oh, for crying out loud. I thought it was a cool name.
Gotta cross it off if it's a real band name.
I probably saw it in there. That's probably where I thought about it.
Well, folks, we have some Vaporwave now for you here.
Vaporwave.
And we're listening to The Birth of a New Day, Antarashi ni Tsu no Tanjo, and this is the track Hiyai Sorrow. It's a lovely track. The artist is 2814-2814.
Firehorn.
Put out on the Dream Catalog record label, which is a vaporwave record label based in London in the United Kingdom.
Pepsi. Sorry, I'm putting subliminal messages in the
Saint
background
Pepsi?
There.
Saint Pepsi's really good, too.
I said buy Pepsi.
Buy Pepsi. No.
Drink Pepsi.
No.
Drink Pepsi is it.
Don't drink soda.
Drink
Bappas. Water.
Drink Bappas.
No. We do not advertise on this station. That's one of its defining and glorious features.
But that's what Vaporwave is all about.
No, Vaporwave... Well,
it's about
yes.
buying things and shopping.
You know, some of it, but not everything.
It's about remembering how silly it was to think that you can complete yourself.
It's basically the sonic equivalent of shoulder pads.
I like having jackets with shoulder pads and then putting a backpack on. But you should never wear a backpack with a suit.
When this album came out, they had an animated version of this album art, and it had the rain streaking down. It's a very...
It's a great album.
It's a really nice album cover, yeah. And I spent many a nights listening to this album on repeat. I have it in Wave at home. It's really, really good. Yeah. Wave.
Are we going to do Catch Wave?
Not tonight.
We're going to do all Catch Wave...
We'll do more Japanese experimental music later.
Taj Mahal Travelers.
We have a band on the CGSF playlist called Garage Mahal. They're pretty good. Yeah.
I like punny names. Puns are the highest form of humor.
That's right. Followed closely by mime. Musical theater, then mime. So good. New Ghost of Tsushima sequel is out. Ghost of Yote, which is set in Hokkaido in the 1600s. So
that was before they built the steam clock, right?
Much before. That was 1994. That was good times.
Can't live without a steam clock.
Yeah, I gotta love it. I went to Japan just to see the steam clock.
I went
kind of.
I went to Latvia because I've enjoyed a few too many Latvian jokes.
You have to.
You don't need a reason to travel.
Cleanse your conscience.
You don't need a reason to travel. And so, I got off the train. There was a man standing on the platform, and I said to him, "Hey, it sure is cold here." Well, yes, and it is dark.
Latvia. I'll bet there's some lottery and chiptune out there.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sure there is.
I hope so. You know, I think you want Estonian. Estonia is the nation of singers.
Estonia has some beautiful choral music, yeah. I will say that, with Arvo Pärt and Toivo Tuuliv.
They got Arvo Pärt chiptune?
I'm sure there's Arvo Pärt chiptune. If there's Björk tune.
Afro part chiptune.
You gotta get the accent on the A.
Google figured will figure it out for me.
There's Miles Davis chiptune.
Kind of bloop is
kind
amazing.
Of bloop, and the whole copyright controversy with the album art.
What I admire about that album is that they get the spirit through, and it's like the sloppiness comes through. The sloppiness is the biggest charm of kind of blue, and it's in kind of blue too, and it's nice.
Miles Davis, when they asked him later, he's like, it's like warmed over turkey.
Oh, he was talking about his own album, not kind of blue.
Yeah.
Hey, Miles Davis, how do you like kind of blue? It's okay.
Would you ever go back and do it again? Yeah, it's like warmed over turkey.
He had never, ever went back and listened to his own music.
No, he just kind of did it and went on.
Yeah.
You got to admire him for that.
There is no direct connection between Avro Part and chiptune music. Thank you, AI Overview. That was useless.
Slumber Party had a good episode. They were on right before Lynn's show, Shoegaze. Centric programming from 6 to 7 here on Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We have Slumber Party, and they discuss lots of cool things, and tonight's episode was all about AI, so go back and check that out at the CJSF website podcast version, and definitely come back next week, and Lynn will be continuing her return to the airwaves. We've also got, of course, Vancouver FM right now, and more programming later on tonight, and we're kind of coming up to the last, you know, 15 minutes of the program here. We've got some Vaporwave.
Vaporwave.
We're just kind of remembering all of the fun things that have happened. All the retro gaming expos. Vancouver has been attending those since 2018.
Wow. That's pretty good.
We've had stickers and or merch at every single one. And we're actually wearing Vancouver merch in the studio right now.
I've got this really cool pink shirt.
We were
selling this at the retro gaming expo this year.
That's right.
It's
what do you say that's what is it?
Sakura colors. So it's the pink with the blossoms, and then you got the white, the green, and the black.
I kind of like that it's like 3D-ish.
Yeah, that was nice. The whole point. The font itself is from the Apple II.
It's a font?
I thought it
was just bits.
It's a font.
It's barely a font. It's bits.
It's a font. It's the actual Apple II font. So shout out to the Wizard of Ops.
Yeah.
Worked at Apple in the 80s.
Yeah.
Almost got run over by Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he's tried to kill us all. I met somebody who worked with somebody who was fired by Steve Jobs, and he's got a tape recording of it.
Nice. Yeah, we still have a Macintosh Plus in our garage.
Aw.
We used to have a copy of Load Runner on floppy.
I wonder if they make, like, Vaporwave merch for Macintosh Plus.
Oh, for sure.
I want like, a Macintosh plush.
Macintosh plush. Nice. Souvenir. I like that. I'm in several groups on Facebook for vintage Mac and vintage Apple emulation and hardware and all that kind of stuff. There's an Apple Museum in Poland that's really cool.
Oh, I saw that.
The Tech Museum in San Jose, California is really, really good as well.
Oh, no, I saw the one in Prague.
Yeah.
I didn't see the one in Poland.
Nice, 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 nice. I mean, there's lots of really cool tech. We used to have Free Geek Vancouver RIP, and we used to play those PSAs. Like, that was the one PSA I would play on my show, was the Free Geek one. And then the Interested in Community Radio.
Yes.
Join CJSF, because a lot of the old episodes of the podcast version of Vancouver FM were computerized voices.
Mm-hmm. I remember that, yeah. It was all, like,
different accents.
Microsoft Sam.
Yeah. Well, there was that. There was the Apple voices, Albert, Australian, Spanish, Japanese, English, Canadian. It was good times.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put something in here. Cool.
We're listening to the split release Virtual Fantasy 2097 by Golden Living Room and Telepath. Available on Dream Catalog.
Telepath is great.
Yeah, Telepath is really good. Golden Living Room is really nice. This actually came with a couple of music videos. 2015, this album came out. going back a little ways, although it was kind of new when I started. I remember listening to these when they came out and listened to a lot of Vaporwave in the mid-2010s. It was a awesome, awesome time. And the nice thing about the internet is, to an extent, you can go back and just enjoy this stuff. And if you want to go back and enjoy old episodes of this program, soundcloud.com/bitcouver, BITCOUVER. We used to stream on Twitch back in the day. I haven't done that in a long time, maybe year or so.
Is Twitch still around?
Twitch is indeed still around. Cool. People are very much using that platform. Instagram. We had Twitter. Still have Instagram. Email bitcouver@gmail.com. Bitcouver.com, the main site, which I probably need to redesign one of these days. CJSF.
It's unironically retro.
It's a theme. It is a rose assault on the eyes. It's a very pink website. But the nice part about it is that it does have a direct link to the CJSF audio stream, so some of our listeners use that CJSF link. They go to Bitcouver to find the quick link, and that's cjsf.ca/listen.
I'm just trying to type in this message on Microsoft Sam.
Nice.
TTS generator. You can use it yourself for fun.
Hooray.
CJSF 90.1 FM. Here. Okay, take it away, Microsoft Sam. How do I do this? There we go.
Turn your volume up and then put it next to the microphone. Put the speaker right into
it. You are listening to Bitcoiner, Vancouver's only chiptune radio station, MCJ.
Radio station?
I wrote 90.QFM. Here, I'll try it again. Back to the music.
Bitcuver?
Bitcuver? I'm going to leave that in. It's not meant to be perfect.
No, it's not.
But our listeners are perfect.
They are.
It's the only thing that is. So thank you.
You know, this show started out with nothing, and we've still got nothing, but we also have something now, and we've got stickers going back and posters, and people have come up in various cities around the world. You've put some stickers up in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can find it on the rail bridge leading into Cologne.
Amazing.
There's some there. I have a friend who lives there. Should ask her.
They got taken down at Cambridge. The Wizard of Ops put some up in Cambridge. No. I've put some up at Park City Resort in Utah. Yeah.
I put one up on the welcome sign at the outside of Bamfield, Pacific Rim National Park, Pechina Bay.
Nice.
So you can find it on the back of the board. It's been there for 8 years now.
There's one up there.
It actually predates the radio program.
Wow. Amazing. It's a podcast one.
Oh, cool.
Super good. There's one that's up at Joffrey Lakes. Yeah.
Nice.
Up at the Bear Cache at Joffrey Lakes. There's one on the inside of the door of the Bear Cache. There's several here in the studio. There's one underneath the speaker, which I did not put up because I don't put things up on the speaker.
Meh.
But there's some on the side.
This
is
probably the highest concentration of Vancouver stickers.
Oh, I would agree. Outside of my stuff at home.
I got a couple leftovers, so I got to use them.
Yeah, slap them up.
Slap them.
Yeah, we had some. Did you get one of the big holographic ones?
No.
Oh.
Give me one.
I only have one left, so I got
to. Give it to me.
Maybe. Maybe for Bitmas.
Merry Bitmas. Chipmas.
It's Bitmas.
Bitmas? Okay.
Yeah, it starts out with the Hava Nagila for Hanukkah, and then it goes into holiday and Christmas music.
Okay, I got it all typed up again.
Oh, that's excellent.
It.
Yes.
You are listening to BitCounter, Vancouver's only chiptune radio broadcast in CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you.
Last few minutes here, we did find the last large shiny holographic sticker.
We're sending it to the moon.
Yeah, well, Bitcoover
almost made it.
Almost made it to the moon.
It exploded
the probe,
yeah, in the
atmosphere. It was great.
How far did it get?
Upper atmosphere.
Explodes.
Yeah. So it was part of the DHL moon box on this one probe, but it was
it was meant to be
like a. You know, you could send in up to 10 megabytes of data. So I sent in a Bitcoover image to be put on this flash drive, which would have landed on the moon's surface.
Littering.
But, yeah, well, that's okay.
It's ethical littering.
It's fine.
There's no wind. It's not going to blow anywhere.
Who's going to the moon? Yeah.
It would be intentionally placed. There's no wind on the moon. There's still footprints and golf balls. And
Bitcoover almost kind of went to the moon.
Yeah.
So maybe if they have another thing like that, we'll try and get to it. But... definitely, it burned up in the atmosphere, so good enough for me.
Yeah. Bitcoover is blowing up.
That's right. And cool. I gotta make sure I get it. Yeah.
Moon diver.
Yeah, we're gonna play one more here. This nice track from... an artist from Antarctica. Well, I don't know if that's really a thing, but it's definitely it's Moon Diver.
No, Moon slash O slash M slash O slash N slash D slash I slash V slash E slash R.
Moon Diver and Bitplane. Bitplane just came out with a Butterfly Specimen 2 months ago in August of this year. But we do want to thank everybody for tuning into this show all through the years, 8 years strong. Bitcoover to the moon, Bitcoover to the universe, Bitcoover to the virtual plaza. Thank you to Plastic Owl for joining me here live in studio.
Thank you for Solo for hosting for 8 years. Fate wonderful years on air at 90.1 FM.
That's right.
Off of Burnaby Mountain. Rain or sleet or snow or whatever.
That's right. I've been snowed in at the old location. That was fun.
Yeah. No,
and definitely, if you want to check out more about the program, Bitcoover.com, SoundCloud.com/Bitcoover. You can message us on email, on Instagram, through the contact page on the website. You can reach out to me. You can.
MySpace.
Yeah, I don't have MySpace actually, sadly.
Get out.
I need to get my
get it called together.
Zanga.
Come on, take it seriously.
Live journal. Yeah, yeah, good stuff. And you know, make sure to keep your eyes on the SoundCloud archive for old episodes. We'll do our best to get the rest of those up at the end. by the end of the year.
Is the Mallsoft episode up?
Not yet. Oh, okay. No. A lot of the awesome stuff is just sitting in the archive waiting to be properly track listed and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we'll get around to it.
And of course, please join us again next week, Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. We'll have the Halloween episode coming up in
Spookover.
2 weeks. Fun Drive episode after that. And excellent programming for the rest of your evening. This has been Plastic Owl.
Signing off.
And Autonomous Isthmus. Oh.
Autonomous.
DJ Lately. Oh. The one, the
Solo.
Only. That's right. Vancouver FM. This is Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. And of course, we would remind you, dear netizens, to synthesize with nostalgia.